Hi, my name is Darren Joseph, and today I want to talk about planning opportunities for covered expats. So as mentioned in previous videos, for certain US citizens or long-term permanent residents or green card holders, when you are surrendering your citizenship, you're expatriating, or you're surrendering your green card, you may be subject to an exit tax if you're deemed to be a covered expat. And the way in which you would be deemed to be a covered expat is covered extensively in other videos on articles on our website. Now, today I want to talk about three planning opportunities to consider if it is that you are indeed considering walking away from the US and at the same time you're a covered expat. Now, this area of practice is of course highly complex and specialized. We're not going to talk about the hard tax, we're not going to talk about the inheritance tax. What we're going to talk about are just generally speaking three planning opportunities to consider. Number one, and most obvious, there's gifting. Assuming that you are domiciled in the US for gift tax purposes, you could have quite a healthy lifetime exclusion that you can work with. And especially in situations where this one spouse is surrendering and the other spouse is not, that creates an even greater gifting opportunity. So the first one is gifting. The second area of planning is around valuation. Of course, especially when it's a closely held business or an asset without a readily ascertainable market value, you may want to seek the advice of qualified and competent valuation experts for whatever the nature of that asset is. So assuming that you get more than one valuation, there may be a strong argument for you to pick the lowest valuation. Of course, there are certain criteria which may trigger valuation discounts as well, which is something you'd want to discuss with a qualified professional or qualified professional team. Three, depending on your circumstances, you may want to look at a family limited partnership or a similar entity for holding some of your assets.